Kids say some pretty silly stuff. We could all use a little bit of silliness in our lives. I've been writing down some of the goofy, curious, and outrageous things my kids have been saying over the years. Each month, we'll analyze what they said and produce an original song based on their words. I'm Kevin, and these are songs my kids wrote. Hello and welcome to episode 17 of Songs My Kids Wrote. Today I am joined by...
Bennett.
Bennett is currently eating a granola bar. And today on Songs My Kids Wrote, we're going to be creating an original song based on something that Bennett said when he was, when he was just 1 year younger than he is now. On April 3rd, 2020, Bennett, you said?
The shadow of the tree, the shadow of the playroom.
The shadow of the tree, the shadow of the playroom. Now, Bennett, on April 3rd, 2020, we didn't know nearly as much as we do now. We had no idea what we were in for. We didn't know that we were already at the end of the 2 weeks that we thought it was going to take to flatten the curve, as they said. Why do you think you would have said the shadow of the tree, the shadow of the playroom? It's only a year ago, year and a half-ish.
Maybe when I was doing virtual school, there was maybe like a tree poem or something.
I don't know.
I don't really know.
Hmm.
I know we were doing poems in third grade, though.
Okay. Yeah, and you wouldn't have been on, you might have had live Google Meets at that point. No?
No. No. Only time we had live Google Meets were on Friday.
Okay.
We had Weena Lab.
All right, so could be something with virtual school. Certainly, we were spending a lot more time in the playroom than we had been because we had some time to do a lot more things. I don't know about you, but that sounds kind of spooky, as if something is lurking in those shadows. So what do you think that maybe you might want to write about? Do you think it's something spooky, or do you have something else in mind?
I don't think that really sounds spooky. I think that more sounds more like silly. I mean, all the sounds, idea, things sound silly because it's just a random thing we said.
Okay. And you can make it sound however you want with what you decide to write. Mm-hmm. So any ideas right now on what sort of story you might be putting together for the shadow of the tree, the shadow of the playroom? I know you're a little worried because a lot of the remaining quotes that you have from your younger days, you said are a little bit long or a little bit
weird.
But hey, it's what you said. It's who you are. Makes you who you are.
Thanks, younger Bennett.
Thanks, younger Bennett. All right, well, we're going to give Bennett a chance to write down some ideas for the shadow of the tree, the shadow of the playroom. I keep wanting to change it to the shadow of the playroom, the shadow of the tree. I don't know. I think that just flows better, but we'll work with what we have. We'll be back. And we are back. Bennett, what have you written down so far?
Well, I was just talking about, like, stuff that, like, sort of went with the title. So I wrote down, like, the tree by the playroom. We have, like, a tree in front of our playroom window. Or maybe it could be, like, a Lego tree mold or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then, or the shadow from the tree from the playroom. Or maybe something about building a Lego tree. I don't know.
What do you have at the bottom there?
Just a little idea for the song, but...
All right.
I don't want to share that now because...
It's super secret?
Yeah.
Not ready to share just yet, but has an idea. Does any of that jump out at you more than anything else? That you would have more ideas that would stem from them? Stem? Trees? Plants? Branches? No? Okay.
Maybe the first one?
The first one? Tree by a playroom window?
I guess so.
Okay. What about the tree... About the tree by the playroom window. What would the shadow of the tree, what would it be casting on in the playroom? What would we be seeing in the shadow of the tree, the shadow of the playroom?
Maybe like quote-unquote sort of person shadow, because the tree sort of looks, if you look at it from a sort of angle, it sometimes looks like a person, like in cartoons.
What about the things that are occurring in the playroom, in the shadow of the tree, in the shadow of the playroom? What sort of things happen in the playroom?
Legos happen.
Legos happen, that's for sure. Anything else?
Herman.
Herman.
He's sort of in the playroom.
So there's a turtle swimming around, maybe in the shadow of the tree, in the shadow of the playroom.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's Legos. Mm-hmm. You guys are building. Sometimes you're playing with other toys in there, too. Watching videos of other people playing video games. Yep, that's something that we definitely do. All right, well, definitely some more ideas to work with here, and that's what we need in order for you to write down some, maybe some verses and a chorus of some sort. I think we have our chorus already, or at least most of it. We'll be back. All right, Bennett has returned from his writing session and has added some stuff to his paper here. Is there anything you want to share right now?
Well, I wrote down, like, sort of things we do in the playroom, like putting it into sort of a verse or whatever it's called.
A verse?
Whatever.
That is a thing.
That's what I did.
You care to elaborate on that at all?
I don't know what elaborate means.
To explain it further?
I guess I also said that you can do lots of things.
So no, you don't want to elaborate?
No, I don't.
Got it. We're going to let Bennett work a little bit more and see if he can come up with any more ideas for his verse or whatever it's called. We'll be back. And we are back and we are done with In the Shadow of the Tree, In the Shadow of the Playroom. Bennett, what do you think?
I like it.
And what do you like? What's your favorite part?
I like how we mentioned Herman in it.
You sure did mention Herman in it. And the snails with no name. Is there anything else you want to say about In the Shadow of the Tree, In the Shadow of the Playroom?
No. I don't think so.
All right. Well, I think that one came together. It took a while, but I'm happy that we finished that up. And I like how upbeat it is. And it's a club banger, kids. A club banger. Our next episode will be Darren. He'll be back for another solo song and... then next month, Bennett again for his next solo song. And the season finale will be in December with another family Christmas song. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy Songs My Kids Wrote and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Like and share Songs My Kids Wrote with anyone that you think would enjoy it. Don't forget you can purchase Volume 1 of Songs My Kids Wrote anywhere that you find music. We'll be back next episode with a new idea and a new song my kids wrote. And now, the world premiere of...
The Shadow of the Tree, The Shadow of the Playroom. Up something brown and something green. Shadow of the playroom with bricks and plates, I will create.